From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's time once again for your comments on yesterday's program. We aired a feature about noisy restaurants. Food critic Tom Sietsema of The Washington Post surveyed a number of hot spots in the Washington area. He told me some of them topped 90 decibels. That's like standing next to a lawnmower.
Thank you for doing this story, writes Anne Rebel Petcher of Atlanta. I wish all restaurant reviewers would include noise levels in their coverage. The woman who said she liked noisy restaurants embodied the reason we detest them. Quote, I can bring my kid in there. He might be screaming and banging on the glasses or whatever and no one notices. Oh, good. I'm so happy to pay for that ambience.
Jennifer Woods of Frankfort, Illinois adds this. Your guest failed to mention what I think is another major reason for noisy restaurants. Most of them play music or television too loudly. So even if there are only a few diners, right away the conversation level has to overcome the entertainment. I once asked for the music to be turned off. The response from the waiter, oh, we couldn't do that. Silence is oppressive.
Well, many of you also responded to my interview with journalist Mary Roach. She writes about quirky matters of science. Her new book, Bonk, explores the history of research into human sexuality. Well, mostly human.
In Dr. Shafik's lab, he actually outfitted laboratory rats in tiny little polyester trousers. And there's a little diagram in the paper. And this is a legitimate research paper published in a peer-reviewed journal. And there's a line drawing of a rat wearing these tiny little trousers. And on the caption says, the underpant worn by the rat.
I nearly fell from my chair contemplating rats wearing polyester pants, writes Frank McDermott of Arlington, Virginia. I immediately swapped out all mine for those made from that old standby. Cotton. Woo. Keep up the good work.
You brought back memories of the sitcom Fernwood Tonight, writes listener Susan Cantor of Madison, Indiana. Remember the doctor seated on the sofa showing little white polyester leisure suits? They were made for laboratory rats to see if they caused cancer. Their observations did reveal this. The sports jacket provided them acceptance among their peers and was considered sexy.
I could add something smart here, but we'll leave that to you. Write to us by pointing your browser to npr.org/contact.